Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
It's Thursday, August 26th. This is The Gateway. I'm Wayne Pratt. The highly contagious Delta variant is prompting action from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. He will reestablish a statewide mask mandate today as the number of new COVID-19 cases throughout Illinois continues to rise. That mandate will cover people over the age of 2 in any indoor public setting. Illinois' governor will also announce vaccine mandates for all kindergarten through college faculty and staff in the state, with a twice-weekly test option for those who can't or won't get COVID shots. Hannah Meisel reports.
Earlier this month, Governor Pritzker reinstated Illinois' mask mandate for all pre-K through 12th grade schools. He also announced frontline state employees would be required to get their COVID shots. Since then, the governors of 8 states have announced vaccine mandates for teachers, as have many large urban school districts, including Chicago. Pritzker on Wednesday said he was looking at a, quote, menu of options to stem the virus's spread.
A lot of the decisions that we've had to make about increasing our mitigations have been about making sure that we're keeping everybody across the state safe, but especially making sure that our hospitals are not overrun.
On Monday night, hospitals in southern Illinois reported there was only one ICU bed available in the entire 20-county region. I'm Hannah Meisel.
St. Louis has a new corrections commissioner. Jennifer Clemens Abdullah starts the job September 13th. She is leaving an associate warden position in Arkansas and has worked in the prison system since 1992. Clemens Abdullah is taking the helm of the Corrections Division as it deals with several disturbances at the downtown City Justice Center over the past few months. The previous Corrections Commissioner, Dale Glass, resigned earlier this year. The City of St. Louis is launching a new effort that will place trained social workers in city government. The Social Workers for St. Louis initiative aims to keep people experiencing mental health crises out of the criminal justice system. Speaking at a Washington University panel, St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones said the goal is to, quote, disrupt and transform our public safety system.
The increased number of social workers will help the city with our diversion call efforts by connecting people to the right resources. And of course, hopefully there will be fewer people involved in the criminal justice system.
The city hired social workers will also help provide support for people experiencing homelessness and conduct pre-trial mental health evaluations. The program will hire up to 30 social workers beginning next month. It is modeled after similar efforts in Colorado and Oregon. The evacuation of Afghanistan involves many parts of the U.S. military working together. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports the movements are all coordinated from Scott Air Force Base.
U.S. Transportation Command, or TRANSCOM, serves as the logistical center for the military. Scott Ross is TRANSCOM's Deputy Director of Public Affairs. He says their work supports what other military commands need throughout the world.
Like right now you're seeing in the news, where we're moving the evacuees out of Afghanistan, they request through the Joint Staff the assistance that they need, and then it comes to us, and we're the ones that then deliver it.
While the operations right now in Afghanistan are more visible than others, Ross says they're normal for what TRANSCOM usually manages each day. He says the military has thousands of ships, trains, trucks, and planes moving throughout the world. In Belleville, I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina will call it a career next year. He has confirmed that 2022 will be his final season. The nearly 40-year-old admits it's become tougher to stay in shape.
It's hard to keep up in this game to a high level. Right now, when you're 39, I mean, it's tough. But I try my best. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be able to finish strong.
Our thanks to Cardinals.com for that audio. Molina is a 10-time All-Star and has spent his entire big league career with the Cardinals. Musician Tom Stubbs was a student at New York's Juilliard School in 1970 when he auditioned for his dream job and got it. It was a spot in the percussion section of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Once he got that seat, the Kansas native never gave it up. Until now, After 51 years specializing in timpani and cymbals at Powell Hall, Stubbs is retiring. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Stubbs what set him on his path to a life in classical music.
It's kind of one of the unique things about my story. I was taking a music class in high school, and the teacher asked, "What do you want to do, basically, when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to play in the St. Louis Symphony." And it just kind of popped out of my head, not premeditated.
So were you an avid listener of European classical music at the time?
No. I was more into marching and playing in a drum corps and playing jazz with my friends and all of the different varieties of music I had access to in Hutchinson, Kansas.
Did you play in jazz bands as a teenager?
Yeah.
Any rock and roll?
Rock and roll, country western, you name it. Anybody that want to call up and say, "We need a drummer for the night." Playing in roller skating rinks, playing in bars. My parents weren't too crazy about that.
I've heard that there can be almost cliques within symphony orchestras based on what section you're in, that maybe the brass players have a certain approach or sense of humor based on many years of practicing and performing the same instrument versus some of the string sections. What's life like among the percussionists? What kind of gang are you?
Well, my experience has always been we've been best buddies, even the extras we bring in. This is a very special place in St. Louis. I mean, we're all kind of a big family. Believe it or not, in some orchestras, musicians sue each other. They don't talk to each other. They sit next to each other and don't talk. I mean, I can't understand that. But this is just the opposite in my experience in St. Louis. I've yet to find a string player that won't say hello and be friendly, and I think it's just a big family.
Mm-hmm.
But especially in the section. And percussionists tend to be friends with brass players. Percussionists tend to be friends with bass players. That's why I married one.
Oh.
All my best friends have been double bass players.
What are some pieces where you really get to shine?
Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, Debussy La Mer. Mm-hmm. Those are both recorded with Slatkin.
What is it about those pieces that gives you an opportunity to really shape the sound?
I'm just happy with the way I've learned to play them over the years. And I'm happy with the recordings, listen to it and thinking, yeah, that's good.
You've heard as much St. Louis Symphony Orchestra as anybody in the past half century. Are there particular pieces that one generation of a symphony orchestra, it just really sings, it really works with that group of people for a couple of years, and then maybe that changes over time?
I think each generation owns certain repertoire.
Hmm.
Like with Slatkin, it was the Gershwin, Rachmaninoff stuff. With David Robertson, it was more of the contemporary stuff. And, you know, all these conductors are wonderful. David would be my conductor with the clearest beat I've ever seen. And with Slatkin, it's like falling off a log all those years with him, a big favorite. And I'm a little sad that I have to retire now. Just I'm beginning to understand Deneuve and appreciate his special gifts, because he's very special too. I think if you had to make a blanket assessment of all the conductors, Walter Suskin, George Simkoff, Hans Vonck, Leonard Slatkin, David Robertson, you know, they've all been very special in their own ways, fun to play with. And in the last period where we would not be together in the orchestra because of this COVID thing, I would often come back, and when we did play together, I'm thinking, man, these guys are so good. And that makes me sad for having to leave the ability to plug in with that people that are that good all the time.
That was retiring St. Louis Symphony musician Tom Stubbs speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. This has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.